Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. CHTA says plans are on the way to make Barbados a hub for a tourism crisis management center. This as its Caribbean travel marketplace concludes today. Barbados's tourism minister announces the BTMI to open an office in Panama. Taxi operators being allocated parking at the Fairchild Street Market. The General Insurance Association calls on property owners to regularly upgrade their electrical systems in light of increased fires. Trinidad Attorney General says state wants urgent hearing of appeal involving abducted national. And the UK confirms supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles against invading Russian forces. I am Krista J. Paul. The details to the news just ahead. Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding Edgehill says the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated is expected to open an office in Panama in a couple of months to help boost the island's tourist arrivals. His comments came during the 41st Caribbean Travel Marketplace Forum, which concludes today at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. Mr. Gooding Edgehill announced the new office will be fully staffed by Barbadians and people from Latin America.
In terms of a strategy, if we want to build up Barbados' tourism, it has to be going into new and emerging markets. And I'm delighted to tell you that later, very shortly, within about 2 to 3 months maximum, the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. will be opening an office in Panama, which will be our Latin American Caribbean region. We see that as a significant growth area. And when I took the job, that was one of the first policy decisions that I took, that we're going into the Latin American Caribbean market in the most fundamental way. The office will be fully staffed. We will have a market director. We will also have individuals who were out of Brazil and who will also serve the greater part of Latin America. So we will have a fully staffed office in Panama with reach into Latin America. And then we will also tactically have some person on the ground in São Paulo, Brazil, to help us build that out.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport Ian Gooding Edgehill. Meantime, Barbados will soon be a hub for the Eastern Caribbean Tourism Crisis Management Center. This was announced today during a press conference to sign a memorandum of understanding between the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center and the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. President of the CHTA, Nicola Madden-Gregg, says this move will forge collaboration for better disaster preparedness.
They're having discussions to have one established here in Barbados, and of course the CHTA is supporting that initiative. We continue to work, and we just think that from this point of view, we will be able to not only predict what is coming down the stream, as we know climate change and the climate crisis is an impending issue. We know we have the issues with the coral reef and what that could do to tourism if we allow the coral reefs to continue to degrade and deteriorate. We also just recently signed an MOU with CARFO, so the Regional Public Health Authority, and we are working with them and worked very closely with them during the pandemic. So all of these strategic moves is to really focus us in the same direction.
Mrs. Madden-Gregg says that MOU also means that Caribbean islands will have more training opportunities.
We were able to, for the CHTA, to train well over 10,000 persons in terms of sanitation protocols and various assets that destinations didn't have to pay for. And so what we are trying to do is use the learnings of the pandemic, use the kind of collaboration that we did to forge now a deeper relationship with the Global Tourism Crisis and Resilience Management Center, who is now a global organization and expanding so that we can get technology, training and development from the wider world, but also use what we have developed here in the Caribbean to be able to bring that to our constituents, whether it's in the public sector or the private sector.
President of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association, Nicola Madden-Gregg. Taxi operators are to be allocated a dedicated parking area at the Fairchild Street Market. This was disclosed by Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir after he and Minister of Transport and Works, Santia Bradshaw, toured the market accompanied by representatives of the taxi and vendors associations. He says the new arrangements will eliminate some of the congestions at that location.
Well, we have some congestion in the area. You can see that this is a fairly busy area, and we are looking at how we can locate the taxi drivers so that they can get a space designed specifically for the uses of taxis. and then allow for the vendors in the market to have their parking space, because many of the vendors will show up with their vehicles with produce and stuff like that. So we want to make that distinction and reduce the congestion and equally allow for identified parking rather than a state of chaos.
He says further discussions will take place early next week, and he expects the new parking arrangement to be in place within 2 months.
Now, what we're looking at, putting the taxi parking within the market facility. That's the reason why we were over there by the containers, to look at that space to see how suitable it will be. Those two parking spaces there by Jordan Supermarket aren't adequate enough, but we're looking to see how the taxis can be facilitated in this area. Well, Monday we go back to the drawing board and make sure that all persons who are supposed to be involved are involved, and then we should pursue this. I can't give an absolute deadline, but it's in very short term, like in a month or two.
Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir in the Lunchtime Edition. The president of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, is recommending that home and commercial owners have their properties professionally inspected regularly to address outdated electrical issues. The appeal comes as Barbados records more house fires so far when compared with last year. Mr. Graham says while insurance companies do inspect before granting insurance coverage, it should be done more often.
When we do property inspections, the wiring is one of the things that we could look at. So we would look as an insurance company at the wiring and the use of the property. We will look for, you know, any storage of combustible material on the property, and then the general surroundings, right? If you have clear surroundings, or whether it's you have things stored that could be combustible or near the property without fire break, those are some of the key things that we would look. And frankly, those are some of the key areas that any property owner or house owner should keep an eye on, because those are the things that can bring fire.
President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, he also suggests some steps property owners could take to prevent or extinguish a fire. Coastal management agencies are now able to better detect when the country's coral reefs are under threat, having installed a new early warning system buoy at Dottins Reef in Holetown, St. James. A team from the Belize-based Caribbean Community Climate Change Center installed the monitoring system and also launched a public awareness campaign at Frederick Smith Secondary. Speaking with Starcom Network News, the director of Barbados' Coastal Zone Management Unit, Dr. Leah Brewster, spoke about how important the new monitoring system is for the agency.
The idea behind the reef monitoring system is that it's supposed to give us an early indication as to when the environment in and around the reef system is showing signs of change, and that would happen over a long term. But in terms of seasonality, it can pick up things like when water temperature starts to increase, if and when we've had a major runoff from the Holetown Lagoon, the extent to which the salinity has dropped. Right. In terms of turbidity, it would also tell you how turbid or cloudy the water is as a result of the runoff, which is different from what it would be normally when it's clear.
Director of the Coastal Zone Management Unit of Barbados, Dr. Leo Brewster. Trinidad and Tobago Attorney General Reginald Armour said the state will be filing an application for an urgent hearing of its appeal in the matter in which a high court judge sent a Trinidad and Tobago national had been quote-unquote abducted in Barbados and brought back to Port of Spain to face criminal charges. He told the parliament that application is asking the Court of Appeal to hear this appeal. He said it should be a priority over all other appeals for national security reasons and to correct the grave errors made by the trial judge so as to permit the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service to continue to do their work to protect and serve the citizens of Trinidad. The announcement by Mr. Armour follows Tuesday's statement in the Barbados Parliamentary by Attorney General Dale Marshall that no request had been made for the extradition of firearms dealer Brent Thomas, whom a Trinidad and Tobago judge said had been quote-unquote abducted by police in the neighboring Caribbean country. And finally, the UK has confirmed it is supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles it requested for its fight against invading Russian forces. According to the manufacturer, the Storm Shadow cruise missile has a range of over 250 kilometers. By contrast, the U.S.-supplied HIMARS missiles used by Ukraine only have a range of around 80 kilometers. UK Defense Secretary Ben Wallace said the weapons will give Ukraine the quote-unquote best chance of defending itself. Recapping the headlines. CHTA says plans are on the way to make Barbados a hub for a tourism crisis management center. This as Caribbean Travel Marketplace concludes today. Barbados's tourism minister announces the BTMI to open an office in Panama. Taxi operators being allocated dedicated parking at the Fairchild Street Market. The General Insurance Association calls on property owners to regularly upgrade their electrical systems in light of increased fires. Trinidad Attorney General says state wants urgent hearing of appeal involving abducted national. And the UK confirms supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles against invading Russian forces. That was a lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Christo J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.